AI, agents, and automations. Those three words are the subtitle of this whole show, and I realized I'd never actually slowed down and told you what I mean by each one. Here's what happens with those three words. They get used like they're interchangeable. Someone says, I automated it. Someone says, I'm using AI for it. Someone says, I built an agent. And often they're describing work that overlaps. That's not anyone doing it wrong. The three really are connected. But when the words blur together, you can't make a confident choice about which one fits your business and your budget. And that confident choice is the whole game. So let me give you the idea that organizes all of it. Automation and AI answer two different questions. Automation answers, does this run without me? Does the process happen on its own once it starts? AI answers, is there intelligence doing the work? Is something thinking, judging, or creating? Two different questions. And here's the part that matters. They are not opposites. The answer to both can be yes at the same time. When it is, and the thing is also chasing a goal on its own, that's an agent. Hold that and let me fill it in, because the way these show up in a real business has nuance, and I want you to leave with all of it. In this episode, I'll define all three plainly, with real examples from a service business, clear up the confusion that trips people up the most, and show you how each one hands you more money, more time, or more options. This is foundational on purpose, like whether you're a therapist with a full practice, a consultant who's become the bottleneck in your own pipeline, or a speaker buried under everything that happens after a keynote. This is the vocabulary underneath all of it, and it works the same wherever your business is. Pull up a chair. I'm Makeda Boehm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily, and I help you keep up. Let's start with automation. An automation is a process that runs without you doing it by hand each time. Something kicks it off, and a sequence of steps follows on its own. A client signs your contract, and the welcome email goes out, the project folder gets created, the invoice generates, all without you lifting a finger. A new lead fills out a form on your site, and they get tagged, added to your pipeline, and you get a notification. You set it up once. After that, it runs. Now, I want to be precise about something because it's easy to get the wrong impression here. Automation does not mean simple, and it does not mean there's no intelligence involved. Real automations are built with real logic and real engineering. And plenty of the automations you already use have machine learning inside them. Your email spam filter is an automation, and there's machine learning deciding what counts as junk. A tool that scores your leads is an automation that's making a prediction. So automation and intelligence are not opposites, and they are not strangers. They overlap all the time. Here's what is true and worth holding on to. Automation, as an idea, is about one thing. The process runs on its own. Whether there's intelligence inside any particular step is a separate question. Some automations have a lot of intelligence in them. Some have very little. What makes it an automation is that it runs without you. What does automation buy you? Mostly it buys you time and a quiet kind of money. The time is obvious. Repeatable work stops eating your hours. The money is quieter. When your follow-up always goes out, when your invoices always send, when nothing slips through a crack because you were busy or with your family, That consistency protects revenue you were otherwise losing in small amounts without ever seeing it leave. Now AI is technology that handles the parts of work that need intelligence, understanding language, reasoning through a judgment call, creating something new. Where an automation runs a path you already laid out, AI handles the work that doesn't have a fixed path in the first place. This is the tool drafting a proposal for a client whose situation is unlike the last one. It's pulling what actually matters out of a long, messy call transcript. It's you describing a tangled client problem and asking for three ways to come at it. Two words you hear constantly live inside AI, so let me put them down plainly. A large language model, an LLM, is the underlying engine. It learned language from an enormous amount of text. And it's what's running underneath when you talk to a tool like Claude. Generative AI just means AI that creates. New text, new images, new code. It generates something that wasn't there before. Here's the honest edge of AI when you use it on its own. It waits for you. You open the tool, you give it the task, you take what it gives back, and you decide what happens next. It's brilliant, and it's fast, and it does not move until you move. What does AI buy you? This leans toward money and toward time in a deeper way than automation does. The money, because better thinking produces better proposals and sharper positioning. The time, because work that used to take a focused 2 hours, the research, the first draft, the synthesis, can take 15 minutes. That's your expert thinking. Scaled. Which brings us to the agent. And there's one more word to put down first because it's the word that makes an agent make sense. Agentic. Agentic AI is AI that pursues a goal. Not AI that waits for your next instruction, but AI that's been handed an outcome and goes after it. It plans, it decides, it acts, it adjusts. An agent is AI running in that agentic mode. So here's the full definition. An agent is AI that's been given three things. A goal instead of a step-by-step script. Tools it's allowed to use. And the freedom to act across many steps without you approving each one. A real example? An agent that researches every prospect before every one of your calls without you ever assigning it. It knows the goal. Find what I need to know before I talk to this person. It decides what to look up, gathers it, writes you a brief, and has it ready. You never triggered a single step. Now the relationships, because this is where the confusion usually lives. Let me say them plainly. All agents are AI. Every agent runs on AI underneath, an LLM doing the thinking. There is no agent without AI inside it. But not all AI is an agent. When you ask Claude one question and it gives you a brilliant answer, that's AI. It is not an agent, because nothing had a goal and nothing ran across steps on its own. It answered and it stopped. And agents and automations work hand in hand. An agent gets things done by taking actions and running steps, and a lot of those steps are automations. So an agent uses AI because it is AI, and an agent leans on automations to actually do the work. What does an agent buy you? An agent most directly buys you options. Because it can carry a whole outcome and not just a single step, it can take on work that wasn't really possible for one person to hold before. It doesn't only hand you back hours inside the business you already have. It can change what your business is able to take on at all. So here's the whole thing in three lines. Automation is about whether it runs without you. AI is about whether there's intelligence doing the work. An agent is AI with a goal, acting on its own. And it usually runs automations to get there. They overlap.
That's normal. They are not three rival boxes. And this isn't a someday conversation. The research firm Gartner expects that very soon, around 40% of business software will have task-specific agents built right into it. A couple of years ago, that number was under 5%. So this vocabulary isn't optional anymore. It's the difference between making decisions and guessing. Now, I want to be honest about the part that's genuinely a money decision, because the truth always holds nuance. When you need a tool to do one of these jobs, you've usually got two roads. You can use a ready-made tool, something already built that you set up and subscribe to, or you can build your own, a custom automation or a custom agent shaped to your business. Both roads are good roads. A ready-made tool is often fast. You can be up and running quickly, the cost is predictable, and somebody else handles maintaining it and keeping it working. Those are real advantages. And for a lot of jobs, that's exactly what you want. Building your own asks more of you up front, more thought to set it up, more responsibility to keep it running. What you get in return is fit. It works exactly the way your business works instead of asking you to work the way the tool works. Neither one is automatically cheaper, and neither one is automatically smarter. It depends on how standard the job is, how much you value being live quickly versus having an exact fit, and what you're comfortable maintaining. The honest answer is, look at your real situation and your real numbers, not at whichever option sounds the most impressive. And here's a number worth knowing, because it points the same direction. Gartner expects that more than 4 in 10 agent projects will get scrapped before they're ever finished. Not because agents don't work, because they got built without a clear reason behind them. The lesson there isn't don't build agents. It's build the thing that actually fits the job. Here's what ties it all together. You were never meant to pick one of these and live there. The strongest setups, including the one running underneath the show, use all of it together. And automation handles a process. AI handles the steps inside it that need real judgment. An agent carries a goal and uses both to get there. They are not competing for the job. They are a system. So if you're sitting with a real task in your business, here's how I'd think it through. Not a rule, just a way to see it clearly. If the task just needs to happen reliably, the same way each time, you want an automation. Don't let anyone make you feel like you should have built something fancier. If the task needs real thinking, something a little new each time, and you're fine being the one who sits down and runs it, that's AI. And if the task needs to chase a goal across many steps without you in the middle of each one, that's where an agent earns its place. The point is never to build the most impressive thing. It's to build the thing that gives you back the most money, the most time, or the most options for what it asks of you. Here's where I want to leave you. The reason I made this episode isn't so you can win an argument about definitions. It's because clarity is what makes AI usable. When these words are a blur, the whole subject feels intimidating, and intimidated people freeze and they miss what's right in front of them. When you actually know what an automation is, what AI is, what agentic means, and what makes an agent, the whole thing changes shape. It stops being a fog you're standing outside of. It becomes a set of clear choices you get to make, on purpose, for reasons you can name. That's the equalizer part, not the tools by themselves. The understanding, the vocabulary is the access, and now it's yours. Find everything you need to make more money, time, and options in your service-based business at seedandsociety.com.
Sign up for the newsletter, find every AI tool I use and recommend, check out the blog for even more breakdowns, or do the free AI employee report, all in one place. And if you enjoyed this show and got value from it, I'd appreciate it if you could rate and leave a review. That helps this free education reach more people. Or share it with someone you know needs it. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.